Hello?
Hello. Hey, Indeep. How are you?
Hi, David. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. So how's the day going today?
It's good. Just a slow day. Yesterday was busy,
yeah,
but today
it seems
I'm
like that's why you
free.
Were free for a call.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
so
anyway.
I just need to
Yeah, sorry, you just had to clarify some things, I remember. So
yeah, first of all, I need to let you know that about the things which we discussed over the phone before. The home page, the changes which you requested before the home page changes, we are done with it. And as well as if we can talk about the custom platters and as well as the branch boxes. So my developers are basically working on it. Just give me a quick moment.
Yep.
Okay, and as well as the pictures for the dog cafe, we already put it down onto your website. So the only concern which we are having to put the custom selection onto your custom platters and as well as selection the two of the things at once.
Okay.
So in regards to this, actually one of my technical manager would like to have worked with you regarding to explaining how this will going to work and how it will be worked. So let me just take
but,
a moment.
But sorry, just a quick question before you do that.
Sure.
So what's the issue? So I wanted to be able to select more than one which we
yeah,
want to
like,
right?
If you remember,
so
we had a discussion regarding to select the custom platters.
Yeah, this more than one sandwich choice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was the other issue?
No, this is just the only one. And the rest
only
of the changes
issue?
We
okay.
are working on.
Okay.
Yep. Just give me a quick second. Let me have him over the phone so he can just discuss with you for now.
Okay, sure. No problem.
Thank you very much for staying on the line. This is Ronald. How are you doing, Indeep?
Hi, Ronald. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. So just give me a moment. Let me pull up your site.
Sure.
All right. So, Mr. David and I was discussing about the website for selecting the individual food to be selected and create a whole platter, right, as per our customization, right? Whatever we wanted to add on that platter, we can make a bunch of food at one place, and then we make the platter from our side, right? And definitely every food, the question was is that every food have a different price, right, when you add it to the platter.
So basically, for the custom sandwich picks,
mm-hmm.
right now you can only select, so in the platter there's a variety of foods.
Mm-hmm.
So also there's going to be desserts, there's going to be fruit, there's
mm-hmm.
going to be cheese spread and
mm-hmm.
such, right? So
mm-hmm.
when somebody, so since a huge platter feeds about 8 to 10 people,
mm-hmm.
So my point was if somebody wants one type of sandwich, they should also be able to select another type of sandwich.
If they want one type of sandwich in the whole platter, right? They just
right now we can only select one. So I can only
mm-hmm.
pick I want ham and cheddar in the entire platter. But
mm-hmm.
what if I have a guest over that's vegetarian
mm-hmm.
and they need like a plant-based option,
mm-hmm.
vegetarian option.
Mm-hmm.
So in the same platter, they're paying $50 for 8 guests.
Mm-hmm.
They mm-hmm. should be able to select more than one sandwich, so even 2 at minimum.
Okay.
That was
okay.
my
So, like, for suppose the platter price is like $50, right? So that is
mm-hmm,
a platter
mm-hmm.
price. In that, you can add multiple kind of sandwiches, fruits, and vegetables, right? So now, now you wanted to keep that $50 static, or you when someone add the individual sandwich or fruit, so you want that cost to be individually added and create the whole platter price?
No, it's just a matter of, so you should just be, so the platter price stays the same. So
okay.
It's $50. Mm-hmm. Right? No matter if you wanted, you want donuts in it, you don't want cupcakes, you want the whole point is that it's custom, right?
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of that fact, it costs me the same to make, so it doesn't matter. So the price stays the same, it's $50.
Okay, price stays
so
the same.
The only thing is, as a customer point of view, I just want the customer to be able to select, hey, I also have a guest who's vegetarian. They need veggie sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to be able to do, hey, I want a turkey sandwich and I want veggie sandwiches in the platter. That's it. So at least minimum, just the selection, they should just be able to select two different sandwich types.
Okay, two different sandwich types and the other variants they wanted to add in it, right?
And that's already going to be listed.
When they're
making their order, in the end, in the order notes in the checkout, they can, they can write, I want this fruit, not this fruit, or this person is allergic to kiwi. Don't put
kiwi.
So
you wanted to add the note section,
custom.
Right? In that note section, that if they wanted to provide some more details, what they exactly want it to be, so they can write down a note under the order, right?
Yeah, so if it's not possible from a technical standpoint that we can do two or three selections, then as long as the notes section is clear in stating that the person can write down whatever they're looking for, then I'm fine with it. So whatever works from the developer point of view, we can create
both the functionalities, right? They can select their desired sandwiches or fruits. They can add it in the basket, right? They can do that. And also they can write down the note. For suppose they are selecting everything they need, and they also wanted to give some instructions that how they want it to be, right? So they can also write down the note as well. So this functionality can be created. It will take at least 48 to 72 hours to create this kind of functionality. And we have to add a custom plugin for this functionality to be working onto your website. And there will be an additional development cost. That will be not that much, but it is going to be around $700 to $800.
Okay, so that is a lot of money. For but you're saying it's not that much, but I was thinking, like, if it's under $100 to add one button. But I understand from your point of view. Of course, if it's adding another plugin and it's the cost and obviously your own labor efforts are $700 to $800, I just don't think then for me, that's why I wanted to discuss this, if it was a possibility. If it's not a possibility without an extra plugin, then we always have the notes section. So my point was, as long as we have some space where the customer can customize and write, you know what, I also have a vegetarian guest. Can you include these sandwiches? Like, that's something I have to have a conversation with my customer about if it gets there. So instead of spending, just for me, instead of spending $800 on one button, I think it just makes sense to see before we, as we launch, how it works. If I really want it, I can get it later.
Well, I will say, like, this is totally your choice. I'm not going to say anything about it. Definitely, if you wanted to start like this, you can do that, right? But I always say to my clients that website needs to be very user-friendly, right? Like, when placing their order, there need to be options for them, right? Like, if they don't want it, predefined platter, right? So they will have the choice to select the items and add it into the platter and then order it from your website. So, if you wanted this functionality, I can just give me a moment. Like, if you really are looking for this functionality, let me see just a moment. Let me check with my team. It's the best way to do it.
Okay, if there's another option, I'm willing to explore it, but just budget-wise, it's not for one extra button. And I understand the plugins and the technicality, of course, right? I would never say that, give me a discount or something. Of course not.
I totally understand.
But it's just something I have to explore more.
Mm-hmm.
So
you
can get back to me, of course, speak with
your
team if it is a possibility. If it's not, then we can move forward.
All righty. That will be great.
Okay.
Thank you very much,
Thank
indeed.
You so much.
It was very nice talking to you. Have a great day.
You as well, Ronald.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye.